with the issue of the machlokis between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda by Katan, and Rabbi Yehuda Machshir by Katan. So I tried to explain, based on a chakira that I first heard from Rav Ilson, about the nature of chinuch, whether the mitzvah here is in the Katan himself, in which case you could understand Rabbi Yehuda's shita, or the mitzvah here is in the father, in which case there's really an incongruity between the nature of the obligation. In fact, the Katan isn't really mechuyev midirabanan. The father is mechuyev to teach his child, and that's what it sounds like. The shita sarambam, mechanchen es haktanim lekrosa, right? So that, again, it's not necessarily a chiyuv that inheres in the katan. So again, you know, it's not just this question of, oh, the gavra deraisa and the chiyuv being derabanan, but I think it's something more precise than that. Okay, now what about Isha? The Rambam is very clear. Isha is chayevis, the same way that a man would be, and therefore being the chiyuv and being equal. And we'll look at the original makor today. So a woman could read on behalf of a man, and the Magen Mishnah says, you know, that's the correct approach. So based on a statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavis Mikram Megillah, Af Hein Hoyu Be'oso Hane. So this is a statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi in three places in Shas, Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, Psachim Daf Kav Ches. The big question is, Af Hein Hoyu Be'oso Hane. So the Chor Rabbi Shua ben Levi is really saying two things. He's saying, number one, you would have thought they wouldn't be involved. So he has to justify it, he has to give a reason. The reason they wouldn't be involved, presumably, is mitzvah seishas man grama. That's number one. Number two, what he's saying is that they, you know, were in enough of a part of his story so as to overcome, you know, that reason. And that led to, you know, machloksin between the Rishonim as to what Avhin could possibly mean. Because if you say, well, they were just sort of there, you know, and include in the way that men were, so why shouldn't the general rules apply? But if you say there was something special about women in these cases, then it's a stronger argument to say we'll overcome it's a cessation as man grama with the corresponding tour. So that's a machokas in 2 days and Tosos and more broadly in the Rishonim. So Mikan Mashma, Tosos says, Shanashim Otios as a chemi de chavasan, midilo kamar li shmo mikra megillah, right? That's a simple reading of the Gemara. And let nobody tell you otherwise. That is the position of Rov Rishonim, all Chachmei Sfarad, and half of Chachmei Ashkenaz. It's a clear Rov. It's a stam mishma. Mashra lahotzi afilo anashim. Mikasha the habit of sefta tani behedi tumtum in motilo is minulo sheno mino androgynous voice is mino in moito in motia sheno mino pshita do adifa mi isha mi androgynous, right? Because the androgynous has simani zachros. Okay, it's all based on the sefta. How do you read a Stam Mishnah there? And if you're, what are you going to say there? But you're passing like a Tosefta over Stam Mishnah. Mechtei, so you can pass like a Tosefta over Stam Mishnah. Hakol Chayavin Bishmiya Nashim Nashim Uktanim. So this is the genesis of the Baal Halachos Gedolos' position. So that what Rabbi Shub and Levi would say, Nashim Chayavos B'mikra Megillah, Labdafka B'mikra Megillah. And say Bishmiya as a Megillah. Shavin Hayubosan Es Pirish Hashbam Shikar Nes Hayal Yadam. Right, that's the logical way to read it. Textually, Af sounds like just them too, but then it's hard to explain why this should overcome it's a seishas magrama. Okay, sheikar neis hayal yadan bepurim al yidei Esther bechanika al yidei Yehudis bepesach shebeschus yichadim shevos adoni galu mikasha delashon she'af hein mashra shehein tefelo. So the feirush hayal lomar shehein hayu ba'oso hanes or hanes, you know, hayal yadan. The kach nir li she'af hein hayu besofik delahash milayro gulabed v'chein bepesach sheyum ishu abados the parah mitzrayim v'chein bechanika gzir haisa Mod Aleyan, like the Rambam says, you know, Pashu Yadim Imamonam, U, Biv No Sehem, right? Majuris Primus Noctus, the idea of the first night. Gabi Matzah, here's a very important point. Yesh Maksha, this is the Gemara Psachim, Mem Gimel Mebez, I believe. Lamali Hakesha, the Cholshesh, about to Chametz, Yesh Nebekum Echol Matzah, Tebekum Mitam, Shein Hayu Bo So Anes. Why do we need to come on to this, you know, din between chametz and matzah, right? The chametz matzah relationship is a very deep relationship, right? The only thing which could possibly be used for matzah is something which is bali de chametz, okay? So yesh lomar de mishum hay time lo mechayev le midrabanan. That avin hayu boso anes is not really a mechayev. At best, it's a mechayev at the rabbanan level. Now, when it comes to mikra megillah, that might be more potent than when it comes to matzah or nyanei pesach. But be that as it may, when it comes to something like a mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah, you needed something else. Kol she'eshna b'atol chametz she'eshna b'kum echol matzah, like we have by Zachar and Shamar and Shabbos. The Mishum ha'itam l'mechayvel midurbanan ilav v'ekesher. Ben Yosef Yishleim tirates t'sal kadai d'chametzah m'gzer l'shava t'esvav t'esvav d'chag ha'sukos. Okay, so that according to Rav Yosef, maybe it really is a real reason. Afen hayu ba'osu anes. And Ben Yosef Yishleim said, but kol she'eshna b'atol chametz yeshna b'kum echol matzah is needed to overcome another than d'oraisa, namely gzer l'shava t'esvav t'esvav. So you have these two tosfos in which are actually separate on the daf of daf dalet amud aleph are really deeply related, because what they're really driving at here is, you know, what is the basis of female involvement? The basis of female involvement is that they're the driving force. It'd be very difficult to say that their chiyuv is any less than a man's chiyuv, right? And if you think it's just av hin hayu boso suffix, they have to be included in some way, but there's no impetus to say that there's a fundamental equivalency between the chiyuv anashim and the chiyuv of nashim, right? One could be mikra, one could be mishma, like the Baal HaLachos Gedolos wants to square the Mishnah with the Tosefta. Okay, so again, the Baal HaLachos Gedolos is in the minority. It's not a das yachid, he's not the only one who says it, but it's a minority view. So let's take a look at the tour. And clearly she does have Rambam as well. So Rashi and Rambam are on that issue. And then there's the minority view about Lachos Gedolos Kasav, Avagav Shechayos Mikra Megillah, Einan Motzios Lanashim. So again, the tour, if you know, this is in the Indian Shia right now instead of the quick Rambam Chabura, so we would be Medayek. He says he's trying to avoid the Baal Lachos Gedolos because it doesn't say they're Chayav in Shmia. He says they're chayav is mikra megillah, but they're not motzi anashim. So again, there might be a little subtlety there between the actual words of the Baal HaLachos Gedolos and the Torah. Fine. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, see how he paskins. Now, a little surprise here. This is exactly the way that you would expect things to come down. So we'll see the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see the Ramah today, and then we'll pick it up with the Magen Avraham, and then the presentation of the Aruch HaShulchan. So Echad HaKor V'Echad HaShem Yemi Pi HaKor Yatzidei Chavaso. Okay, so the Stam Day in the Shulchan Aruch is exactly what we'd expect, that women can read on behalf of men. That there is a minority view. So, you know, you have a Stam and a Yeshomim in the Shulchan Aruch, so we pass them like this down. This is a standard psak of Chachmei Svarad. Okay, so then the Ramah says, Yeshomim, Yisha Kar Le'atzma. Right, if a woman would read for herself, okay, interesting, the Ramah is contemplating the woman not reading on behalf of other women, but a woman just reading for herself. So he says, again, that's a Yesh Omrim. That's not, he's saying, the only view out there, but that's based on the Mardechai, which again is rooted in the Shitas HaBahag. So again, when it comes to Ashkenaz,
Zaki Melzer, Max Liebenstern,
when it comes to Ashkenaz, women, practically speaking, women, reading on behalf of men is really off the table. When it comes to Svarad, in concept, it really is on the table. It's the position of the vast majority of Rishonim in Svarad, if not all Rishonim in Svarad. But again, in practice, this hasn't been done. We'll talk about why maybe it hasn't been done. Some other considerations, that's what we'll see here in the Aruch HaShulchan. But again, you know, Meikar Hadin, there's no question that Rav Rishonim allowed a woman to read on behalf of a man, but the Ramah promoted here the view that we saw of Nashim essentially Chayavos B'Shmiyah Samigila, but maybe not B'Kriyah Samigila, which again, in the evidence in Chazal itself, is much more difficult. You're going up against two Mishnayos with only a Tosefta, maybe Yerushalmi as well. So the weight of evidence on the other side, but again, the halachic process, you have to follow it through, you know, and not just say, oh, well, you know, it's, you know, the weight of evidence and the earlier sources is on the side of Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah, like the Gemara says openly, right, just like they're Chayavos in Dalet Kosos, exactly the same way that men are. So there's no reason to draw that distinction. Yeah, but, okay, I'll pick it up there.